Denver, HKX, mobile.
HCX, KO4, NXY.
David, it's KO4, HKX, it's Patrick. How are you this evening?
Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Michael, I got about 10, 15 minutes before I'm home for the evening, so I'm doing real good.
You have a pretty good ride before you get your day started, and by the time you end your day, I think, don't you?
I do. From the time I leave the house, go over to Hendersonville, switch vehicles, and get down the mountain, it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Where do you live exactly?
A map and look up DuPont State Forest. I live within a 4-mile radius of there at the foot of the mountain toward in between Brevard and Hendersonville.
That's a pretty good ride to come down here to the upstate to, you know, do what you need to do on a daily basis.
For 8 years now, so I guess I've gotten used to it.
I imagine so. Well, you be careful living on in, and maybe I'll hear you on the net tonight. Be careful out there. I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
David, appreciate you coming back to me, and do me a favor and tell Miss Marie that cake she sent was Saturday was really nice, and I appreciate that.
I'll be sure to do that.
Mobile.
4BK. Good afternoon, KG4MEK. I'm mobile over here in between Greenville and Piedmont. It's raining awfully hard out here. It's kind of dreading to drive home. Name's Wayne.
Ron, I'm on my way home too. I'm on 14, headed towards Greer.
Exactly where you're at. I run a route between right there and Taylor's.
Over here, right off of Woodruff Road. It's actually over the town line, Malden. But I live right outside of Lyman.
I'm a driver.
Too bad.
You're all the way back to the other side of Clemson and Seneca. It's about 39 miles, I think. I just dislike driving in this rain. I just wish this rain would move out and stay out.
Yeah, it's hard to see sometimes.
Yeah, do you ever see any southeastern trucks come in there?
I can't think of the name of the building. I think it's, well, it's Ahold. It's who I don't think, but I work for,
You were picketing really bad that time.
I unhooked my external, antenna. I just got this little rubber duck on this handheld.
Difference. I know handheld I use sometimes has problems as well. Now, they have a net here every single night still at 9 o'clock. Time or two, but I didn't think to ask any of them if they were still doing it every day or every night. I've kept, had a bunch of equipment get hit by lightning here a while back. Just so happened my mobile happened to be in the shack when everything happened. So pretty much everything got fried. So I stayed off the air for several months. Finally, I'm just now getting everything back together and getting back on the air.
I hear that. Yeah, that lightning can mess some stuff up.
Like got new equipment now. I guess it's been maybe a month and a half, maybe 2 months. I got new mobile radios, like the 2 meter 440 stuff. Got my HF stuff replaced. Got some antennas replaced, coax, replacing my tower and a whole bunch of other stuff since I was taking everything else down and started replacing everything and got everything kind of like I wanted. I think, last night I put my Cushcraft R9 on the swap net. I hate to sell it, but it's one of those things where the amp that I'm running for HF does not like anything with a 1.5 or higher SWR, and I think about three of the bands I can't get it less than a 1.6, and the amp just wants to keep kicking off. But I'm going to probably go back to a wire antenna instead of the vertical. But other than that, I've been just putting things back together, and I just put this mobile back in the truck like the other day. So just trying to get back into using the mobile stuff too.
Got a new mobile coming tomorrow. I'm gonna have to get programmed, and I'm gonna put it in my truck and just handheld out. But this handheld is pretty good now.
Oh yeah, it's doing good. Yeah, I'm probably going to try to see if I can check into the net here between now and the time I get home. I'll probably be getting home about the same time they start. Well, let me just go ahead and sign with you because I got something I got to do here before I can get moving because I haven't even left yet. I've been sitting here warming up my truck a little bit. But 73's to you for now. Name is Wayne, by the way, if I didn't tell you that. And I hope you have a good evening and be safe driving. And we'll get to chat sometime later. KQ4MUK.
And 73
to you too,
and this is KQ4FRY. And I'm standing by.
KQ4FRY, this is N4MRY. 4MRY, monitoring. RY, clear.